And it is 7:18 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. In studio, also our panelists, Crom Carmichael, on the Newsmaker line, the very best Washington correspondent in the country, Neil W. McCabe. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Crom. We're all very excited about the omens. Everyone remembers from the Roman history that birds are very important for telling us what's going to happen in the future. Tell us about the times that we're going through now. You'll recall that the Romans had special priests who would cut open birds and examine their liver. They would watch the way birds flew in the air to see which way the war was going to go. Birds are very important to the Romans.
So there was a bird that had a special delivery in Iowa. The illegal but not legitimate grifter-in-chief Joe Biden was giving a speech in a barn, big barn in Iowa. Tell the audience what that special message the bird had for President Joe Biden.
Well, he made a special delivery, a little deposit, a little.
He's in a speech, and this little white deposit is dropped on his shoulder, just above his lapel flag pin, and it's sort of—I mean, you can see this white substance,
yeah,
kind of dribbling down his above his lapel. Did you see, Neil, what the White House said that substance was?
I said it was a kernel of corn, right?
Yeah, that's what you call spin. Crom Carmichael, you want to weigh in on this?
It's just hysterical. Kate Bedingfield, who's the White House communications director, tweeted, "If you guys knew your way around the corn silo at all, you'd know it was corn." Well, he wasn't speaking inside of a corn silo.
He was speaking inside of a barn, and if you look at it, your lying eyes will tell you,
yeah,
it corn does not leave that drizzly white imprint down your lapel.
This is very similar to the White House explanation on inflation.
it's not
bird poop. It's not inflation. It's corn and Putin.
Well, you know, if anybody spent any time in a barn, they would know that they're often birds in the rafters.
Yes.
And so that was just bad advance work, I think.
Yes. I mean, by the way, that's a very good point. Knowing that there's a risk that a bird would, give you a special delivery, you know, why would you hold this in a barn?
Because, you know, they've never actually been in a barn. They've seen pictures of barns, and they think they're amazing. And what a great vista. The president didn't seem to be aware at first that he was in a barn. I believe he called it a hall at first. You know, whatever. The guy, you know, it's tough, you know. It's almost cruel to ask the guy questions because, you know, he doesn't know any more than anybody else what's going on. And he's supposed to be in charge. And so here we are. But it does remind me of, again, the parallels with James Earl Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
And there was, you know, when we saw him collapse when he was jogging, or who he was attacked by a rabbit.
Yeah, very similar.
George H.W. Bush vomiting on the Prime Minister of Japan, whatever. As one does, I guess the Japanese assume that was just a custom.
But the bird is an omen, I suppose you could say.
Yes.
But,
it,
you know, related to Jimmy Carter, Neil W. McCabe, inflation. Yesterday, they came out with the numbers 8.5%. We haven't seen that since the days of Jimmy Carter. Your thoughts, Neil W. McCabe?
Right. So we were coming out of that Carter presidency when Ronald Wilson Reagan took office, and it took about 2 years, and it was a tough transition. And, you know, Reagan said that he finally knew that his policies were working when they stopped calling his policies Reaganomics. because with Paul Volcker at the Fed, they had to raise interest rates, and it was crushing. you know, and it really flipped a lot of companies and a lot of businesses. Businesses had learned to sort of function in a high inflation environment with a weak dollar. And when the Fed and Reagan took the steps necessary to rein in inflation, everybody had to sort of, you know, make those adjustments, and not everybody made the adjustments well. The other comparison I'll make to the Carter sort of years is that for 4 years of Jimmy Carter, there was a man named Reagan waiting in the wings, and he was trying to stay relevant. He was trying to stay involved, trying to do not too much, trying to keep his viability as a candidate for 1980. And we see the same thing with Donald J. Trump, as he's sort of waiting. He's always there waiting in the wings, but far more active in politics than Reagan was during that time in winter between 76 and 80.
And you would know, Neil W. McKay, because last week you were down at Mar-a-Lago, inside Mar-a-Lago, and had a chance to see the president give a speech, the former president give a speech there.
Yeah, and Trump looks great. He sounds great. He's focused. He's funny.
I have a big question for you. Are you ready, Neil W. McCabe?
I'm ready, sir.
Were there any birds flying around Mar-a-Lago when you were down there?
Yeah. There was an eagle soaring over the ground.
Oh, good answer.
Very good.
Very good answer.
Which the Romans would tell you that's a good sign. The other thing is that, you know, the Chinese talk about the mandate of heaven, right? So you know that a dynasty is going to fall when there's an earthquake or some kind of natural disaster. And that was sort of, there was a massive earthquake in China that marked the end of the Cultural Revolution. And that's what basically a lot of people attribute that earthquake and the attitude about that earthquake to the fall of the Gang of Four and that group. And so we're just sort of seeing things that are, Biden does not enjoy the mandate of heaven. And bad things are happening, and bad things happen when there's a bad leader. It's you talk about the Fisher King, Michael. You know, the land and the king are one.
But really, Neil.
Yeah.
You say a bad leader. Is he leading, or is the chief of staff? What's his name? Ron Klain, whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, Ron Klain's the chief of staff, and I'm sure the first lady, Jill Biden. Dr. Joe Biden is whispering and sort of directing traffic. And there are people around, Blinken. How much direction is Blinken really getting from Biden?
What's your guess on that? Probably not very much at all, I would guess.
I don't know if Blinken even talks to Biden.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going off on his own.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, formerly of the law firm Winken, Blinken, and Nod, the definition of the beta male, right?
Yeah, well, this is why you see the Pentagon and the State Department and Treasury. Everybody is going off in their own direction and trying to just do their own thing, and there's no unified policy, which happens in every administration. But really, there's a hollow center in this administration, and unfortunately, it affects the rest of the country. And so it's funny to talk about if it happens to some other country. Now it's happening to us.
Yeah, and that would explain why the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, who basically hates America, is able to open the borders up, violate immigration law with aplomb and with no guidance otherwise from the grifter in chief, Joe Biden. Neil McCabe.
Right.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Sir.
We'll be back 1 week from today. Up next, Crom Carmichael and A.J. Massey, who's running for mayor of Madison County.